Stop for just a moment and think about the number trillion. The federal deficit's expected to reach $1.5 trillion this year. What is a trillion? It is a million million. That is a lot of zeros. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us now. And you know, Todd, is it just that the Congress is beginning to realize how big a trillion is?
Oh, you know, they say a billion here, a billion there, and then it's real money. We've been throwing around trillions.
Who said
for...
that? Who said that? Do you know who said that?
Oh, John, I know you'll tell me.
Everett Dirksen.
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
Senator.
Yep.
Senator Everett Dirksen, exactly indeed. Right. And people love to throw that around on Capitol Hill. And soon they're going to have to modify that old saw from Everett Dirksen and make it T's and trillions instead of billions because the T's are getting thrown around Capitol Hill like crazy now. This report from the Congressional Budget Office yesterday, guys, $1.5 trillion deficit this year is a new record by far. And if President Obama and the rest of the polls in Washington weren't getting serious about budget cutting, they sure are now. Reactions all over Capitol Hill. The machetes and the cutting blades are coming out. Listen to Senator Orrin Hatch, who joined a big group of Republicans on Wednesday. They're pushing a constitutional amendment requiring the government to spend no more than it takes in. Listen to Hatch.
And there's no question we're in real dire straits right now, and there's no way you're going to balance the budget overnight. But if you don't have this kind of fiscal discipline, you'll never get there.
Now, Hatch isn't the only one. Here's how it's playing out. All around Capitol Hill, guys, there are competing budget plans popping up, mostly from Republicans now trying to outdo each other. Who can cut the most? The House GOP leadership says they're going to cut $100 billion from the budget immediately in this fiscal year. Now, Senator Rand Paul, the Tea Party guy from Kentucky, says $100 billion? That's nothing. I'll go you five times better. He has a plan out calling for $500 billion in cuts right away. Programs across the government, Medicaid, food stamps, you name it. Rand Paul wants to go after it. And then there's the conservative bloc in the House, which is not the fringe. It includes Majority Leader Eric Cantor as a member, calling for $2.5 trillion in cuts over 10 years. Contrast that with the $400 billion that Barack Obama called for, and you can see that the sides are really far apart.
Right,
here.
But from what I understand, the cuts they're calling for don't actually touch some of the most expensive programs like Social Security and defense spending. Instead, they cut away at the social safety net that many Americans at this point have been relying on during unemployment.
And that's true on both sides. Now, none of the Democrats have gone after the social safety net yet, but they know they're going to have to get serious about cutting some of those things. Listen to Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, defending Barack Obama, giving you an idea of what he thinks the Republicans are doing with all this slash and burn.
Republicans view the budget like a piñata. They believe if you put on the blindfold and swing away, no matter what you hit is wasteful. That is a mindless view when it comes to budgeting.
Now, guys, this all starts to play out soon. It's going to play out in the next couple of weeks. President Obama's budget comes out February 15th. We're on a continuing resolution right now. Government funding runs out March 4th. They have to renew that or else the lights go out in the government. And the Republicans say deep cuts right away, 30, 40, 50 billion. Democrats say you can't do it without a double dip recession. Then after that, the debt limit. So the battle lines are drawn. The trenches are drawn on the budget. This report yesterday sort of stiffened everybody's backs up. But in the next couple of weeks, it's the budget and spending fight with the potential for government shutdowns and a potential for a showdown over the debt limit. And it's all coming.
And exactly the same moment when the president is calling for more investment in education, research and innovation. Interesting. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.